أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ويستفتونك في النساء قل الله يفتيكم فيهن وما يتلى عليكم في الكتاب في يتامى النساء اللاتي لا تؤتونهن ما كتب لهن وترغبون أن تنكحوهن والمستضعفين من البلدان وأن تقوموا لليتامى بالقسط وما تفعلوا من خير فإن الله كان به عليما. صدق الله العظيم. We discuss ayah number 127 of Surah An-Nisa. From the beginning of the Surah up to around ayah number 35, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala had been speaking about the rights of women, orphans, children, etc. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala went on to the broader category of rights of neighbors. And then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala spoke about the huquq and the rights of the ummah and the protection of the ummah. And now Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala come back once again to the original theme of the surah, and that is the rights of women, the rights of orphans, the rights of young ones, and especially orphan girls. It comes in the narration that there was one sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu who had a cousin, a female cousin. She had been an orphan and he had become the guardian of that orphan, in the sense that there was no other close relative. She had inherited, and now in his heart he had no desire to have married her. And on the other hand, although marriage would have been permissible because he was the cousin, on the other hand, in his heart, he found it difficult that if she had married anyone else, then obviously her wealth would have been spent on her husband. And then if she would have passed on, the husband would have become an inheritor. So these were the kind of thoughts that was in the heart of this sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And hence, in these thoughts, some narrations indicate that he had gone to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and there were other issues with regards to this. Some of the mufassirin say that the earlier verses of the surah had also prompted some of the sahaba to seek from Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam clarification with regards to the status of these orphan girls who had guardians that were in a position to marry these girls. What would be the situation? Hence Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala responded to all these situations, and Allah Ta'ala said, وَيَسْتَفْتُونَكَ فِي النِّسَاءِ, and they seek a decree from you, O Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with regards to the women. قُلِ اللَّهُ يُفْتِيكُمْ فِيهِنْ, respond, say to them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant the decree. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond to you with regards to the decree in the case of these women. وَمَا يُتْلَى عَلَيْكُمْ فِي الْكِتَابِ فِي يَتَامَ النِّسَاءِ اللَّاتِ لَا تُؤْتُونَهُنَّ مَا كُتِبَ لَهُنَّ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify by way of what you recite and what is being recited upon you in the kitab, in the Quran Sharif, already in the verses that has been revealed and the verses that will come forth with regards to the orphan girls, those girls whom you had not given what had been prescribed, what had been compelled upon you for them. In other words, they had the right that when their fathers had passed on, that they be given their fair share insofar as the inheritance is concerned. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will respond. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given their shares. Number two, when you marry them, they will be given their mehr, their dowry, and all of that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will speak about وَتَرْغَبُونَ أَن تَنْكِحُوهُنَّ, and that you seek to marry them, you intend to marry them. Then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will clarify these issues. Allah ta'ala has clarified these issues, and even in the opposite instance, that you do not want to marry them, you do not intend to marry them, then also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified, then give them off into marriage to whomsoever desires to marry them. وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الْوِلْدَانِ, and the verses has been recited upon you with regards to the feeble children that has been left as orphans and their parents has left this world. وَأَن تَقُومُوا لِلْيَتَامَى بِالْقِسْطِ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prescribed that you remain firm, you remain in an orderly manner, fulfilling the hukam and the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with regards to the orphans in general, and you will remain bil qist. In other words, you will remain insofar as fulfilling the hukam and the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala according to the command of Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, bil qist, you will be firm in the law of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَمَا تَفْعَلُوا مِنْ خَيْرٍ, and whatever good you do, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ بِهِ عَلِيمًا, and certainly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is well aware, Allah ta'ala has full knowledge of it, that on the one hand, the one khair is this, that you fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala justly. Number two is this, if you do anything over and above that, insofar as ihsan is concerned, insofar as doing good, that whatever was due to them, you had been just, and then you gave more than that to them, that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fully aware of, and for that also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fully recompense you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will fully reward you. So in short and in brief, here once again Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reiterates that when Allah ta'ala has given custodianship, Allah ta'ala has given guardianship to any individual with regards to orphan girls or boys, then there will be justice in the utilization of their wealth. It will be according to the command of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayka.